This is Ozarks at Large. More than 200 Arkansas public schools this winter received a piece of a $7 million pie under the Arkansas School Recognition and Reward Program. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, two of those schools are in Huntsville's district.
Robert Allen, superintendent of Huntsville School District, announced which two schools received cash reward for excellence in student performance.
Okay, well, that was the St. Paul Elementary School and the Huntsville Middle School.
This middle school was rewarded nearly $47,000, and the elementary, more than $9,000. 2,200 students are enrolled in Huntsville Public Schools, with between 60 and 70% eligible for free or reduced lunch, Allen says. The state average is 61%.
Well, our student population, and our schools comprise both the Huntsville schools, which is four schools up here, primary, intermediate, middle school, and high school, and then two schools at St. Paul, which is about 25 miles south of us, and that's the elementary and the high school down there. The Huntsville School District is what one would call a rural district, and it comprises probably about three-quarters of Madison County. It is 757 square miles.
Nine Fayetteville schools were awarded, 10 in Bentonville and Conway, 8 in Rogers and Fort Smith, 5 in Little Rock. A regional sampling of 206 2013 reward schools out of 1,075 schools in Arkansas. The program, authorized by the state legislature and funded from state surplus, rewards public or charter schools in increments of $100 per student that excel in the top 10% of state schools in combined student performance, academic growth, or for high school graduation rates. A second-tier rewards program delivers $50 per student enrolled in the top 11 to 20% of state schools. Amounts range from $5,000 awarded to an Ozark Mountain School District high school to as much as $125,000 delivered to Valley View Elementary School in Jonesboro. So how are the two Huntsville schools spending their reward?
At the St. Paul school, it's going to be spent on technology. So that's they're going to use their entire award for that, which was $9,380, about $88 and everything. At the middle school, they're going to break it up into two categories. They are going to use a portion of it for a bonus to the faculty and staff. Now, that's a non-recurring bonus just this year. About $15,700 is used for that purpose. And then the rest of it, which is another $31,000 and change, is going to be used for basically supplies and materials. Again, some of that will be technology as well.
A committee made up of the principal, a teacher elected by the faculty, and a parent representative selected by the local parent-teacher group determine how funds are used. The Arkansas Department of Education conveys final approval. This is the second time the Arkansas School Recognition and Reward Program was enacted by authority of the state legislature. Last session, Republican State Senator Johnny Key, District 17 Mountain Home, filed a measure to reappropriate financing, establishing Act 1429.
We know that through the normal budgeting process, it is very difficult to reward and to pay tribute to those high performers. We spend a lot of time working with the lower performing students, districts, schools, because we want to bring them up. But at the same time, sometimes we have, you know, neglected those high-performing students, those high-performing schools and districts. But the governor and the legislature felt it was important that we use part of that surplus for recognizing these high-performing schools. And so that money came from excess revenue collections that Arkansas was fortunate to have after we completed funding our balanced budget.
John Hoy, Assistant Commissioner for Public School Accountability at the Arkansas Department of Education.
I imagine any time you get extra money to improve education of children, you're going to be excited if you're in this business.
In 2012, Arkansas requested a waiver from fulfilling the federal education mandate known as No Child Left Behind, which was enacted in 2001. The U.S. Department of Education says NCLB failed to recognize or reward growth in student learning or effective teaching. Programs like this in Arkansas are filling that gap now. Other states are employing reward school programs, each in different ways. Again, John Hoy with the Arkansas Department of Education.
I am glad that our legislative body and our governor saw fit to put a positive spotlight on our schools. I think there are a number of schools in our state doing a tremendous job, and I think it's great that we give them the positive praise and incentives. But I think it's also good that we are providing some financial incentives so they can continue the good work. It is very important that our kids are competitive, and it's very important that we keep pushing forward with trying to increase our achievement.
But Huntsville Superintendent Robert Allen says winning these monetary awards is truly an educational team effort.
It really is, all the way through. Obviously, you know, the principals and the faculty and staff are the ones that deserve the primary credit, and they're the ones that really become the recipients of the awards that are given.
Statistically, Arkansas rewards schools tend to be advantaged, less poor, smaller minority populations, but it's clear that small rural schools like Huntsville are excelling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.